This is the Monday, March 28th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. I got you covered with a variety of NBA action, so sit back and enjoy. We'll get you in and out like we always do in less than 10 minutes.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined this Monday morning by Aaron Dolan. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing well. Happy Monday to you, Doug.
Yeah, seriously, it's already the last week of March. This month has flown by.
It has.
One thing I want to, let's start off with the Celtics-Raptors game. Very interesting. It opened Celtics minus one or two, and then it's now Raptors minus four and a half. I still think there's value there. It looks like all these guys are going to be sitting for Boston. I believe four starters will ultimately be out, a shell of a unit for this Boston team. And obviously they're going to play hard. They're well coached. And we've seen situations like this, like not too long ago, Philly beat Miami without Embiid and Harden. So things like this happen all the time in the NBA. I get it, but I just think you're going to get line value. I think this thing closes like seven and a half. If all signs, wow, you know, kind of come to fruition that I think is going to happen with guys not making the trip. I mean, obviously Williams is banged up, but I don't think Tatum. I don't think Brown. I think Smart will play, but I think Horford's out as well. So I just think it's going to be one of these games where I think we can still beat the market even now at four and a half. So that's my two cents on that
game.
As for other games, we've seen some crazy line move with Warriors-Grizzlies. A lot of guys sitting for Golden State, which has been just painful the last couple of weeks since Steph got hurt. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Memphis team total over 16.5. So Memphis, as we know, just plays at such a fast pace. They're 6-3-1 to the over in their last 10 games at home in that first half, outscoring opponents 63-1. Or not outscoring, excuse me, averaging 63.1 points per game in that first half. Now, Memphis, they're 17-2 straight up without Ja Morant, outscoring opponents 351 points. So that's pretty huge for them. And then on top of that, in four games without Morant, the most previous four games, Memphis is averaging 66.25 points in that first half. And since, of course, the Warriors are going to be without Steph Curry, they haven't been great. Their defensive rating plummeting. They're now allowing 117 points per game to opponents in those last five games. They're also 1-4 against the spread in the first half and the last five games if you're looking to play the spread. But I just think Memphis, they jump out to a quick start and will hit over 16.5 of their team total.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to keep doing the first quarter team total. That has continued to pay dividends. Got their Saturday, got their Friday, I believe, as well. So I'm going to continue riding that, just blind bet. I believe it's 30.5, so I would fire on that. Other games of note, you were keeping an eye on this Orlando-Cleveland game.
Yes, probably the last game you're looking at on the slate for today, but there's one thing that I've noticed. Cleveland's 1-9 against the spread in the first half in the last 10 games overall and their last 10 at home. So I'm looking at the Magic first half plus 5.5. The Magic do have one of the worst records in the league, and they rank first, though, in opponent field goal percentage in the last 15 games. That was something I was not expecting to see in terms of stats this morning. So they might be able to limit Cleveland more than we expect. And Cleveland scored a season-low 35 points on 1 of 18 from 3 against the Bulls in the first half on Saturday. So they haven't been starting out great. So I wanted to look at the Magic first half plus 5.5.
Yeah, a couple situational spots I was eyeing. Obviously, the Hornets with the big win over the Nets. Now they get the Nuggets in town. Mm-hmm. I was looking at maybe the first half over there just because there's such a drop-off for the Nuggets in the second half of scoring, but I just wasn't sure what kind of performance we're going to get from Charlotte off that big win. And by the way, the Magic-Cavs, not the worst game on the schedule. Thunder-Blazers, the nightcap, the last game of the night. I would look to Portland team total second half unders once it's halftime. They've just been atrocious against good teams. The problem is OKC is not a good team. So, but that's about it. That's all I had. Again, the Raptors before the line move was my biggest thing. Obviously the Grizzlies as well. And, some of these, like I would lay the 10.5 with the Grizzlies. I really would. I just think they have a chip on their shoulder, but to your point, there's better edges, like maybe a first half line, things like that. But I do think Golden State is running on fumes during this road trip.
Yeah. And last thing, also another play that I like is Trae Young over 40.5 points and assists. He's hit over this in all three games against Indiana this season, averaging 38 points, 8.7 assists. This player combo is higher than his even season averages right now, but the Pacers, their defense has just been terrible. They're 27th in defensive rating in the last 15 games. We know the Atlanta Hawks are down a couple of key guys, including John Collins. And I just think Trae Young has the ability to go off and score a ton of points and, you know, dish out the ball as well to hit over 40.5 points and assists. And then also, I know you just mentioned that nightcap game. The Portland Trailblazers are also atrocious in that third quarter. I know third quarter and fourth quarter markets aren't available on every single book, but on the books that they are, maybe take a look at that as well.
Okay. I do have a women's play. So we got some women's hoops tonight. Louisville Michigan matchup is really a mismatch. So they played in December. Louisville blew them out. Just like the length over, Michigan is like one good post player. And just she really struggled against the Louisville length. And Michigan in this tournament run has not even faced a seed that's a single digit. So they've just like the bracket has broken their way favorably. I think now that runs out. So it was 4.5. It's now up to 5. I lay it. I think it's a double digit win. So. Mm-hmm. I like the Louisville side pretty significantly tonight. So
yeah, they crushed them 70-43.
That was in early December. I get it. Things changed, yeah. But Hillman's been awesome for Michigan the last couple. I mean, she had like a 50-point game last year or something ridiculous. So, I just don't. I don't see how this game's different. Is my point.
For sure. And then we have UConn, NC State, that line moving in favor right now of NC State. It's hard not to back a UConn squad, but I think you're leaning NC State, correct?
Yeah, I lean there. I just, Paige is not 100% yet. And I like grabbing the points. I mean, it's tough when they've gone to 13 straight Final Fours. But I would just lean to the points. I wouldn't fire.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking lay it with UConn, but that line is coming down in favor, obviously, of course, of NC State. But I just feel like UConn has that experience, a home court advantage, basically.
Correct.
Paige did look a little bit better in her Indiana game, but of course not back to full health. So we'll see what happens, but I'm not huge on this line either.
Right. Nice. All right. Have a good rest of your day. Good luck to everyone as well. And we'll see you Daily Wager 6 Eastern on ESPN2 tonight.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.